House Republicans look to dismantle Biden's catch-and-release network through stopgap funding bill. By John Binder on September 18, 2023. House Republicans are looking to dismantle President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network at the United States-Mexico border through a continuing resolution, CR, that would help avoid a government shutdown come October 1. On Monday, factions of the House Republican Conference announced the stopgap funding measure, reviewed by Breitbart News, that would fund the federal government through the end of next month. Most significantly, House Republicans have included critical portions of H.R. 2, known as the Secure the Border Act, in the CR, most of which would work to dismantle Biden's catch-and-release network at the border. Among the CR's provisions, the bill would block federal funds from being used to transport illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, halt Biden's CBP One app, used to get border crossers through the border, block funds for Biden's prosecutorial discretion policy for illegal aliens, block funds used to mass release border crossers awaiting their asylum hearings, halt funds to Biden's parole pipeline. R.J. Hauman, president of the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, NICE, and visiting advisor at the Heritage Foundation, told Breitbart News that the CR gives House Republicans a straightforward path to defunding Biden's border policies. House Republicans have a clear choice this week: try to truly secure the border by voting for a CR that contains nearly all of H.R. 2 and strong immigration policy riders, or inadvertently grease the wheels for a clean CR that will allow a historic crisis to get even worse, Hauman said. If the existing CR passes the House, then the Senate and White House must decide. Do we want to shut down the border crisis and fund the government, or shut down the government in order to keep the border wide open? He continued. The bill comes as Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Inspector General, IG, Joseph Cufari revealed this month that Biden's catch-and-release network is releasing more than 60,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every month. This is the equivalent of adding a foreign population the size of New Orleans, Louisiana to the U.S. every 6 months, or a foreign population the size of Seattle, Washington every year. Specifically, DHS is using three pipelines to release border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior: notices to appear, NTAs, prosecutorial discretion, and parole plus ATD, which stands for alternatives to detention. House Republicans recently held a subcommittee hearing to highlight the impact of illegal immigration on American wages and jobs. America's workforce cannot flourish with the unchecked, unfettered illegal immigration that is Biden's border invasion, Representative Bob Good, RVA, chairman of the subcommittee, said at the hearing. Real wages for the working class have collapsed thanks to the policies of the Biden administration, Good continued. Under President Trump, blue-collar real wages rose 5.6%. Under Biden, blue-collar real wages have fallen 2.1%. The decline of blue-collar wages is significantly affected by 7 million illegal aliens pouring across the border under this administration. Liberal Democrats used to recognize the depressing effect of illegal immigration on American wages. Robert Law, with the America First Policy Institute, AFPI, testified that the Biden administration's mass release of border crossers and illegal aliens, coupled with their being given work permits, is resulting in fewer jobs left for jobless Americans. The number one priority for U.S. immigration policy should be the American people, Law said. Instead, the Biden administration has flipped this logic on its head, prioritized illegal aliens, and sidelined American workers. Through its open border policies, the Biden administration is opting to use unlawful means to import cheap, illegal alien labor, Law continued. This is the epitome of an American last policy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.